You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, my name is Sandra, and I would like to welcome you to this introduction to Blind Square. Many of you will already have heard about Blind Square. It's a GPS app that has been specifically designed to be used by the blind to help with orientation and mobility. This includes the iPhone 4 or later, or iPads supporting 3G or 4G. This is important because Blind Square needs both an active internet connection and GPS capabilities, and both the iPod Touch and the iPad Wi-Fi-only models don't have that. So it is recommended that you use Blind Square on either an iPhone or an iPad 3G, 4G model. Now, where does Blind Square get its information from? Many of you will know, or you could also guess by the name. It uses Foursquare data and OpenStreetMap data. OpenStreetMap is a project similar to Wikipedia, where volunteers collect map information of areas that they live in and then upload that to OpenStreetMap. This is used for the street information, for address information, and also for, of course, then for the intersections. But Blind Square also uses Foursquare information for all the points of interest that it will inform you about. Foursquare is a social network that is based on places, so people can check in at places and tell their friends that they are there. And this is an ideal source to use for Blind Square because it's kept up to date by its users who check into these places and who may correct information about these places when they want to use them. And it's used by millions of people. There's already some material that covers many aspects of the app in great detail, but that is not what I want to do in this presentation. I would rather like to give you a general idea of how the app works and then show you some basic concepts that should help you to understand the app more quickly. And then I would like to show you how Blind Square could help you when you travel. The features and concepts I would like to discuss are the Blind Square radius, the search, the simulation mode, and adding places. I will also demonstrate how Blind Square integrates with some third-party apps. This gives you the possibility to look up public transport information or order a cab from within Blind Square. Other supported third-party apps offer spoken turn-by-turn navigation. The nice thing about Blind Square is that it is very easy to use because for the start, the only thing you have to do is take your phone, turn on the app, set the appropriate radius for your current environment, and then you're ready to go. Okay, let me start the app.
Blind Square. Double tap to open. Blind Square. Search. Button.
Now let me give you a very quick overview of the main screen of Blind Square. We have at the top of the screen a row of buttons. They are
search, button, tools, button, Foursquare, button, other, button.
Many of them open submenus that you can explore. And what's nice about the interface is that it has an inbuilt help system. So for example, if I touch this button,
Foursquare, button. Double tap to view a list of all Foursquare places you can currently check into.
Then you hear a text that explains what the button actually does. We hope that that will help you to explore the app on your own. The top of the screen is taken up by these buttons. Then on the main part of the screen, you see different categories. For example,
arts and entertainment, college and university, food, search, nightlife spot, search, outdoors and recreation, search, nightlife spot, search.
If you double tap one of them, you will see a list of places that belong into this category. And at the bottom of the screen, we've got the help button and the accuracy button. The help button opens the Blind Square documentation and you can navigate it by headings. The accuracy button, by default, shows the current GPS accuracy. It will say, for example, accuracy 10 meters or 30 feet, and that's not too bad. If conditions are good, you might even have an accuracy of 5 meters or 15 feet, which is as good as it can get on the iPhone. It is always good to be aware of how good the accuracy currently is when you use GPS navigation. So be sure to check it, especially when you've just started the app, to see that the info that you get about places and poi around you is reliable. If you double tap the accuracy button, it can also show cardinal directions, and if you are moving, it also shows your speed. The button remembers the last setting, so if you want to see accuracy again, just double tap until it displays this info again. Another very important item on the screen is the My Places list. It is right above the list of categories, but below the list of buttons at the top of the screen. The My Places list contains all of the places that a user has saved. As soon as a place is saved on your My Places list, Blind Square will always notify you when you are passing that place or when you're near that place. So although you may not always hear the same Foursquare places when you are in an area, because Blind Square often cannot report every Foursquare place because there are way too many of them, saving something on your My Places list makes sure that you always hear when you are near it. I will show you later how you can add places there. There are different methods to do that, and there are different options, and we will look at some of them later. A very important concept of Blind Square is the Blind Square radius. You can imagine that you yourself are in the center of a circle, and when you move, then the circle also moves. And Blind Square will then announce all places that appear in your circle, in the circle as you move. And depending on what the radius of the circle is, you will hear fewer or more places. Now let's see what our current radius is.
Search places within radius of 100 meters. Adjustable. So swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Currently your radius is 100 meters. I can narrow it down.
Distance 65 meters. 26 meters.
That's the smallest possible.
Bus stop. Bus stop M. 24 meters at 8 o'clock. Automotive shop. H.R. Owen. 22 meters at 1 o'clock.
So that's what happens if you change the radius, then you also hear the places that are around you. Now, a small radius is good if you are in an area where there are a lot of Foursquare places. If you are in a more rural area, then it could be useful to make the radius a bit larger, because there might not be so many Foursquare places, and then you see more of what's around you. Whereas if you are in a city where there are a lot of Foursquare places, you might be a bit overwhelmed by hearing too much information. Now, if you want to know where you are, you can always shake your phone, and that's the easiest way to hear where you are.
Your location. Next crossing is Piccadilly Underpass and Hyde Park Corner Subway, distance 17 meters. You are at Hyde Park Corner bus stop. Nearest address is Hyde Park Corner, London, heading west.
Rather than showing you Blind Square feature by feature and screen element by screen element, I would rather demonstrate how to use it using a real life example. Let's imagine that we want to meet with friends in a restaurant and we only know the name of the restaurant. In our case, it's called Daisy Green Food and it's an Australian restaurant. And what we do next depends on if our area is supported by the public transport apps that integrate with Blind Square. If it is, we just look for the connection from within Blind Square. If it is not, we search for a bus stop from within Blind Square and then check our local public transport app to see how we get there. I will demonstrate both.
Search button. Double tap to perform a search. Text field is editing. Word mode.
Now the restaurant that we want to go to is called Daisy Green Food. Daisy Green Food.
Inserted Daisy Green Food.
Yeah, I didn't want to type, so I used the dictate feature and I will press search now. That's in the bottom right of the screen. Just, you see the usual keyboard and there's the search button.
Search. Tan. Place it. Found 21 places within a distance of 1. 4 kilometers to 93. 1 kilometer. Selected. Places. Selected. Daisy Green Food. Marble Arch. Australian restaurant. Phone. Menu. Tips. Specials. 1. 4 kilometers at 2 o'clock.
I think that sounds good. And you already hear it says things like address, phone, menu. That means that through Blind Square, all of this information is accessible. I will double tap this item now.
Days of green food. 1, 4 kilometers. At 3 o'clock. Back. Button.
And now we are on the place summary screen for this restaurant. If we wanted, we could now find the menu button and look at its menu, or we could see its phone number. But let's see how we can now find out how we get there, because okay, now we found our restaurant, but we're still 1.4 kilometers away, so we've got to go there somehow. I now have to find the button that lets me look up a connection.
Back. Days edit. But category is my place. Favorite. Switch button. Start tracking. But plan a route. But public transport. Button.
This is the public transport button, and I can double tap it.
Alert. Select application.
And this opened a menu where I can select one of the public transport apps I've got installed on my device, and there are two.
Transit app. Button. Move it. Button.
And then if I double tapped one of these, then Blind Square will send the coordinates of my current location and my destination to the public transport app that I select. And then I can see what connections are available. Transit app supports about, I think, 90 cities, and Move It supports about 400 cities. So if you're lucky and your city is supported, then you can use one of these apps. Otherwise, you've got to use the regular sources like online schedules or maybe apps of your local public transport provider. I will not show you now how this works in detail because this is no longer Blind Square, but I'd like to encourage you to explore one of these apps.
Cancel. Button. Cancel. Daisy Green Food.
Another option is if you want to make life easy for yourself.
Automatic four square check-ins.
You can order a cab if you find the Uber button.
Uber in 0 minutes, £5 minus £6. Button.
So here we hear how much the ride would cost if we ordered a cab.
Uber in 1 minute, £5 minus £6. Button.
And I can double tap it.
Alert. Cheap, fast and reliable in 2 minutes. £5 minus £6. Button. Spacious, convenient comfort in 7 minutes. £7 minus £9. Button. Discreet executive quality in 1 minute, £10. Button. Ultimate luxury and style in 1 minute, £14. Button.
And here are the different options that we would have.
Iconic, knowledgeable and versatile in 8 minutes, metered. Button. Cancel. Button.
Yeah, so there are several options depending on what kind of ride you want. And for this to work, you have to have the Uber app installed on your device. And you also have to have registered with Uber, because once the app is on your device, you can connect to PayPal, I think. And then you can pay the cab driver using Uber. And that is all very easy. We also have got a podcast on that. So if you're interested in that, then feel free to check that out and on our website. But now let's get back to public transport. Let's assume that both Move It and Transit App are not supported where we are. Now, what would we do then? We can simulate this restaurant. That means that Blind Square pretends that we are already there. We can then explore the environment of the restaurant as if we were there. The simulation button is very close to the bottom of the screen, and I will simulate this restaurant now.
Simulate this location. Button. Double tap to simulate this place as your current location. Alert. Blind Square will now simulate Days of Green Food as your location. You will be able to use many of Blind Square's features as if you were at this location now. To return to your current location, tap the Tools button on the main screen and select End Simulation Mode. OK. Button. Travel and Transport. Search.
Days of Green Food. About 0 meters. Chinese restaurant. Red Sun. 15 meters at 2 o'clock.
You can hear that as soon as we arrived at Daisy Green Food, Blind Square started reading other places around us. And you can also hear this background noise. This means that we're currently running a simulation, so we always know that the information that we're getting now are in relation to the simulated place and not to the place where we really are, which is Hyde Park Corner. Okay, now that we're simulating the restaurant, we can use the category search to find the bus stop. You may remember that on the main screen we have different categories of places, and when we double tap one of the categories, then we can see a list of the places belonging to this category. Now let's look for the travel and transport category, because that will show us the bus stops that are near our destination, near the restaurant.
Shop, residence, professional and other place, travel and transport, search. Double tap to search for places in travel and transport within the currently set radius of 26 meters. Selected.
And see what happens.
Travel and transport. Found one places within radius of 50 meters. Back. Button. Travel and transport. Found one place. Sorted by popularity. 50 meters. Leonard Hotel. Sorted by popularity. 50 meters. Heading.
Well, I think it makes more sense to look at the place sorted by distance, so I will set my rotor to headings now, because on this screen we have two lists. One sorts the places according to popularity, that means how many people have checked in there on Foursquare, or according to distance.
Work, heading, volume, headings. Sorted by distance, heading.
Now we're on the distance list.
Leonard Hotel, London. Thistle Marble Arch Hotel, National Express, Hyatt Regency London The Churchill, London, Hotel T.
These are all hotels.
The Montcombe Hotel, Marble Arch Bus Station, London, Bus Line, Tips, 280 meters at 9 o'clock.
So we can see that this is our closest bus stop. Since this is the bus stop that we are going to be using, I want to put it on the My Places list so that Blind Square will notify when we reach it. However, there is another option that I would like to use, and that is the alert distance. Before I add the bus stop though, I would like to explain what the alert distance feature does. When you come into the proximity of a place, then you will be notified as soon as it appears in your blind square radius. That means if your radius is 26 meters, then you will only be notified a relatively short time before you arrive there. And if you set your radius at, let's say something like 250 meters, then you will be notified a lot earlier. However, it'll also affect the amount of information you hear, because the area around you is a lot larger and Blind Square will try to announce more information. To solve this, there is the alert distance feature. While the blind square radius moves with you as you move, because it's always around you, the alert distance is a circle around a place that you have saved. Let's say you choose an alert distance of 100 meters and your blind square radius is just 26 meters. All of the information that you hear, all of the new places appearing in your radius, are just 26 meters away from you, or also closer, but you won't hear places that are further away. However, as soon as you reach the point that you have saved on the My Places list and which has the alert distance of 100 meters, then Blind Square will tell you that you're close to the point as soon as you are closer than 100 meters. It is very good to use this option when you are on a bus, because then you can find the bus stop that you want to get off at and mark it, and be sure that you won't miss it. And if your alert distance is large enough, then you can also be sure that as soon as you arrive, you'll also have time to get up from your seat and find the door. For bus stops, we recommend an alert distance between 100 and 200 meters, that is 300 to 600 feet. Now, let's add the bus stop.
Marble Arch Bus Station, 280 meters at 9 o'clock. Marble Arch Bus Station, 280 meters at 9 o'clock. Back. Button.
We are now...
Have to return to the previous screen.
We are now on the place summary screen of Marble Arch Bus Station. I will look for a switch button now that says Favorite. When I activate the switch button, Marble Arch Bus Station is on the My Places list.
Favorite. Switch button. Off. Check to add this place to My Places. Double tap to toggle setting. On.
And now, in the top right of the screen, there is an edit button available. And this lets me adjust the advanced options that we have for places on the My Places list. I will activate the edit button now.
Edit button. Edit place. Back button. Double tap to return to the previous screen.
On this screen, I can set the alert distance and a few other options. I will show you how to set the alert distance. Let's look at the screen.
Edit place. Heading. Name of the place. Marble Arch Bus Station. Text field. Double tap to edit.
I could change the name here, but we don't need to do that now.
Clear text. Button. Alert distance when approaching this place. Switch button. Off. Check and then enter an alert distance for this place. Double tap to toggle setting.
I will activate the switch now.
Alert distance. Text field. Is editing. And enter the distance in meters. You will be notified when you are within that distance of the place.
And this puts me into an edit box, and you already heard the blind square help prompt that helps you to know what to do. In this case, it's entering our alert distance of 100 meters. Now the keyboard is active and it's already the keyboard that has digits on it, so we can enter the value here.
1 1 0 0 0 0. Done.
And the done button is in the bottom right of the screen. Now we have to find the save button.
Save button. Double tap to save this place to the My Places list.
So that the alert distance also is saved on the My Places list.
Marble Arch Bus Station, 280 meters, at 9 o'clock. Back button. Double tap to return to the previous screen.
And now we're well prepared to get off at the right stop. The next thing we should do is adding the restaurant Daisy Green Food to our My Places list, so that when we walk from the bus stop to the restaurant, we are also notified of it. But I'm not going to show that now because it works exactly the same as adding the bus stop to the favorites, just that for the restaurant, you don't necessarily need an alert distance. And now we're prepared for the bus ride. And this step I won't be able to demonstrate because it will be different for everyone depending on where you live. You remember, now we know where we want to go. We know which bus stop is in the vicinity of our destination. And we have prepared Blind Square to notify us when to get off the bus. But we don't know yet how to get to the bus stop. So what we would do is we would now go to the website or use the app of our local public transport company and then look up the right connection for us. And since most of you are not in London, I won't demonstrate that here. I've looked up the information, or I know the information, and we're going to use Service 2, and we're going to start from Hyde Park Corner. That's the bus stop that we need to get on the bus, and since I'm using that regularly, it's already on the My Places list. That means that as we arrive there, Blind Square will notify us. We've now taken care that we will not miss our stop, but still, when we have arrived there, we still need to walk from the bus stop to the restaurant. Blind Square doesn't have spoken turn-by-turn navigation at the moment, but it supports other third-party apps which offer you that. I will now show you how you can send the start point of a route and your destination to one of these third-party navigation apps, and then look at the route beforehand while you're still at home to make yourself a bit familiar with it. And then you use the same button in Blind Square when you're actually out and about. Only then you start spoken turn-by-turn navigation. And now I've started simulation mode again, simulating the bus stop that I will arrive at. That is Marble Arch Bus Stop. I can now look for the restaurant and then look at the route in Google Maps or Apple Maps, and I'll quickly show that. I will go to My Places.
Shared Places, Arts and Entertainment, College, My Places.
And find Daisy Green Food.
Marble Arch Bus Stop Care, Daisy Green Food, Marble Arch, Australian Restaurant, Menu, Tips, 155 meters at 2 o'clock.
And I'm pretty close.
Select Daisy Green Food. 150.
And I've now opened the place summary screen of Daisy Green Food. And
start tracking.
I have to find the planner route button.
Double tap start planner route button. Double tap to send coordinates of this place to a third-party navigation app installed on your device.
And I've got that.
Alert. Select navigation app.
And I can select a navigation app now. And for now, I'll take Google Maps.
Maps. Button.
That's Apple.
Google Maps. Button.
And that's the one that I want.
Share Daisy places. Green Food is selected as a destination. Starting navigation application Google Maps.
And now the app has opened, and I can see different things here.
Driving mode. Button. Public transport mode. Button. Selected. Walking mode.
Heading southeast.
Button. And walking mode is already active. That's good.
Cycling mode. Button. A40. London W1C. UK. Button. Swap start and destination. Button.
We don't want to swap those.
20 AC Saint, London, UK. Button. Options. Button. Walking via Old Quebec Saint. 2 minutes. 0.1 miles.
So we've got only one route here. I double tap.
Overflow menu. Button. Move to my location. Button. Preview. Button. 2 minutes. 0.1 miles. Via Old Quebec Saint. Preview. Button.
And here's a preview button, and that's nice because I can see the list of instructions that I'll get. So I'm on the screen now that has the instructions.
Route preview. Overflow menu. Button. Head west on Oxford Saint / A40. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And I can swipe now to see the next instruction.
Turn right onto Old Quebec Saint. 50 feet. Turn right onto Seema Saint / 5204. 0. Free me. Destination. 100 feet.
So that means we've just got to turn right twice. And then we should be there. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Now, if we start the navigation with Google Maps, we would also hear turn-by-turn directions. But using this feature, we're able to look at the route in advance, which can be quite helpful. And now that we know what the route looks like, let's get on the bus. During the ride, you will notice how Blind Square announces points of interest and intersections. Now let's go.
Hyde Park Corner Station Bus Stop W. 75 meters at 12 o'clock.
That means we're nearly there. Telling us that we will arrive there soon.
You arrived at Hyde Park Corner Station Bus Stop W.
And the sound tells us that we have arrived. Now let's get on the bus. When you're in a moving vehicle, it's best that you sit as close to the window as possible because that will improve your GPS reception. Your GPS reception can also be affected by the way your train is built, and you probably won't have any if you're on underground trains. But remember, you can always check how good it is using the button at the bottom of the screen next to the home button of your device.
Sushi Restaurant, Nobu. 185 meters at 1 o'clock. South Kerridge Drive and Serpentine Road. Hotel, London Hilton on Park Lane Hotel. 145 meters at 1 o'clock.
Now you hear that we hear both intersections and places, and they are announced automatically as we pass them. The intersections are also good because they can give you a good sense of where you are. It can also help to get off at the right stop.
Marriott Grosvenor House Hotel. 125 meters at 1 o'clock. Park Lane and South Street. Park, Joy of Life Fountain. 46 meters at 11 o'clock. Park Lane and Grosvenor Gate. Bus line, X90 Oxford London bus. 200 meters at 12 o'clock. My place is Marble Arch bus station. 190 meters at 1 o'clock. Marble Arch bus station. 70 meters at 1 o'clock.
And now we hear the signal from the alert radius.
Marble Arch bus station. 44 meters at 4 o'clock. Car dealership, Aston Martin W1. 160 meters at 12 o'clock. You arrived at Marble Arch bus station.
And this tone means that we're there. I hope this has helped you to get an impression of how Blind Square can help you while you're on the bus, how it announces places, and how it's easier to get off at the right stop. In this podcast, I've shared some strategies and tips how you can plan a trip. I have also recommended that you look at some third-party apps. I would like to add, though, that we cannot guarantee that these apps are always accessible. They have been accessible when they were integrated into Blind Square, but you know how updates come very frequently. And since these apps have not been developed for users who are blind or have low vision, it can't be guaranteed that they'll always be accessible. All of the third-party apps that I've mentioned, Transit App, MoveIt, that's MOOVIT, and Google Maps are free, so you can just install them and see if they work for you.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.